Hello and welcome to Bonded by Bravo. My name is Amy and I am joined by my co-host Jenna. And we wanted to take a few minutes just to introduce ourselves. I know that we're starting to have some followers. Hello to our family and friends that we have pity invited to listen to us. I just wanted to take a second to introduce ourselves and tell you how we met and how this whole concept started. So Jen, why don't you start by introducing yourself?
My name's Jenna, and I'm so excited to be doing this with one of my closest friends. I would say this really came out of just a love for Bravo, but also when Vanderpump first started, which really was the kind of what gave us this whole idea, we were in the restaurant industry together, and it was just the parallels were really just uncanny. And here we are almost a decade later, and we are still talking about Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. And just to your point, we worked in a restaurant in Philly that was a popular restaurant at the time that people came to. We had athletes, we had some celebs. So we were in the know. And there was even a point in the restaurant that we had worked at where they were considering doing a reality show like Vanderpump on us. I mean, I think it would have been like a little more trashy version of it. I can only imagine. But throughout the years, we've both moved to big cities. Jenna's in San Francisco. I'm in New York. And one of the ways, it's actually funny, my husband kind of came up with a name. It's one of the ways that we've stayed in touch throughout these years. Jenna's been in San Francisco for over 8 years now. And it's one of the ways that we've kept in touch is basically bonding by Bravo.
Yeah, it's been a journey.
And Jenna still works in the industry. Jen, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I came out here for a tech job, shocker, and hated it. So I went right back into the bar/restaurant industry and have not escaped it yet. I actually really do love it. I manage a bar in San Francisco. It's great. I help out at a few other bars, at a few venues. So very, like when I watch Vanderpump Rules, especially the early seasons or even the Below Deck or Southern Hospitality, I feel like all of my opinions are really based off of the work that I do.
Right. And I think that's really brings us to kind of the shows that we're going to cover. I think we're going to cover, me and Jenna talk about everything pop culture, so I know we'll sprinkle in some pop culture in there. But when it comes to Bravo, I think the majority of the shows that we're going to cover is basically those shows that have that industry vibe to them. Don't get us wrong. We know we're going to dabble here and there in other places, but that's where I think you'll see our strongest opinions is from our own experience working in the industry and what that looks like and experiences it we've had as well.
Yeah. And I think the other thing to note, even with all of, some of the shared experience, I think what will make this podcast extra special is that we tend to not agree on anything.
Literally.
In terms of cast members and different situations, I would say maybe 9 times out of 10, we are not on the same page, which is great.
9 times out of 10. I think that's what will make this interesting is our difference of opinions. And to be fair, we both have very strong opinions against each other. It's what kept us bonded over these years. So Jen, with that, I want to hear when we think about our favorite on-screen Bravo folks, give me your top three.
Paige DeSorbo is going to be up there. I just find her so relatable. I mean, you and I are Italian, grew up very like blue collar. Mm-hmm. And she talked about that, I think, in her first confessional. And that just really resonated, especially when she says like this, your summers, and she's like out back. And then Garcelle is
under the house
up there. Garcelle, well, I think yep. she's one of the best housewives that have ever been on TV. Mm-hmm. And then my third maybe would be, am I allowed to say the entire cast from Family Karma?
They're hard to differentiate between.
Such a gem.
Yeah. I love that. Awesome. I think it's funny, the entire cast of Family Karma. Okay. So I, my faves always get, I'll switch them around, but right now, James Kennedy is, I'm living for him. I'm living for his little one-off one-liners. If I had to go to other shows, I am really enjoying the Miami Housewives. I think you even brought it back to me like, hey, are you watching this? I think that's when I asked for your Peacock code, shared login. But the Miami Housewives, Marisol really gets me going with her little cup that's glitter rhinestoned. And And third, so I'm going to go with Summer House, and I know you'll hate me and completely disagree with this one, but I really love Sierra. And when I say that I love Sierra, I love her, but I also love her friendships with Paige and Maya.
Yeah, I
just, and you'll just remain silent.
I'm not agreeing more with your last two picks. If I have to see Marisol with one more cocktail in her hand, I'm turning the TV off.
She's so funny.
No, she is. Okay. See, this is what we mean.
I can't believe you don't think she's funny. She's like a little kooky lady. We all have them.
Like the first 10 times, but we're on like, it's like become her whole personality. And I feel like that's it. That's all we get from her.
Oh, please. Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is, so for any of our listeners and
of it all later, but I just,
Yeah. So I feel like we're giving our listeners just a little taste of what you're about to see. So we hope you can join us every week as we launch Bonded by Bravo. Give us some time as we are figuring out how to be podcasters and figure out, you know, sound and podcasting and what all that means. Be patient with us. We might be clunky in the beginning, but we're so thankful for you to join us on Bonded by Bravo.
Yes. Can't wait, and tune in every week.